We have in our building what are called scaffolding, things you have to do to realize the building in due course. So there's an enormous amount of scaffolding and preconditioning work that has to be done to realize a building. So we have in building the pyramids enormous amount of work that had to do to get that stone cut, to get it moved, and get it piled one on top of the other. And so that whoever is the individual who the Pharaoh trusts most to do the designing, the one seems to be most inventive and seems to organize things best, I'm going to call him the Leonardo of his period. The Pharaoh picks him to design his building of his designing building of his pyramid, so that the Leonardo type then sees that he's a very observant character and realizes there's such a principle of leverage. So he begins to use leverage to move, so man can move rocks very much greater than their own muscle can move. And they get very inventive about one thing or another.